Our summertime series, Crime in the City, comes to an end this morning with a visit to a city where there's not much crime. The writer Harry Dolan was looking for a place with an artistic vibe as the setting for his stories about the editor of a mystery magazine who always seems to be finding trouble. Dolan chose Ann Arbor, Michigan, a university town of about 100,000 people. NPR's Noah Adams went to meet the author of the books Bad Things Happen and Very Bad Men.
So you go to Ann Arbor, and you say to the guy, let's have lunch at a place that you've written about. Harry Dolan is pleased by that.
We are in the Seva restaurant in downtown Ann Arbor on Liberty Street.
What kind of place?
Vegetarian restaurant.
In your book?
In the book, it's the favorite restaurant of Senator John Casterbridge, who eats here all the time when he's in Ann Arbor.
Good guy or bad guy?
I can't say that. That would be giving it away.
A couple of blocks down the street, there's a writer's landmark standing empty. No one yet wants to lease it. It was the Borders hometown bookstore.
This is the flagship store of the Borders book chain, which originated here in Ann Arbor. They went out of business last year.
Harry Dolan had his first ever reading at this store when the novel Bad Things Happen came out.
Were you excited?
Oh, yeah. I remember coming here and seeing a picture of the book in the window, a big poster advertising it.
Harry Dolan had spent a lot of time in Borders. He bought crime fiction books, looked through lots of others, trying to learn structure, how to develop characters. To begin with, you must create a reluctant hero. His name turned out to be David Lugan.
David Lugan is 39 years old, about 6 feet tall, copper-colored hair, and Elizabeth thinks he has an interesting mouth.
Elizabeth is Lugan's sidekick. By the second book, they're living together. It's convenient that she's a detective with the Ann Arbor Police, a detective who, in fiction, sees a lot of action.
I remember a viewer of the book, the first book that I published, Bad Things Happen, counted up the number of murders in the book, and it came out to 8 or 9. And that's over a period of a month or so.
Homicide-wise, Ann Arbor has maybe 1 or 2 a year.
Rich Kinsey is a real, retired Ann Arbor detective. He spent 13 years on the homicide squad.
The last 3 years after I retired, there wasn't one up until a few months ago.
Rich Kinsey says Ann Arbor is safe, but always could be dangerous. Serial killers have come to town, plenty of pretty young girls, Kinsey says, walking around, and murders that do happen can be especially brutal.
We had a guy, he had killed his ex-girlfriend and placed her in a deep freeze, and then brought the deep freeze to his new girlfriend's house, put it in the basement with the doors against the wall.
If you went to college in Ann Arbor, you'll know this sound, the carillon in the bell tower. Visit the writer Harry Dolan, you'll get to hear it.
This is downtown Ann Arbor. To the south here is the campus of the University of Michigan, the central campus, to the south and to the east.
13 years ago, Harry Dolan moved to Ann Arbor from Ohio. He wanted a big university town, an intellectual, artistic community. He had decided to become a writer, and these would be the people who would be in his books and who would buy his books. We drive on past the football stadium, the big house, they call it, and then out South State Street to an apartment complex that now could be seen in quite a sinister light.
This is building 650 right here, which is where I lived when I first moved to Ann Arbor. And I had a basement apartment in the back of the building.
Harry Dolan's first apartment had almost zero daylight, bare concrete walls. It became the setting in his latest book for a bloody battle between three desperate men.
Is it fair to say the most violent scene you've ever written took place right here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I absolutely had this particular apartment in mind. There's a very violent scene that takes place, which involves an impalement on a tire iron.
A mile or so farther along South State, there's a hotel parking lot where Harry Dolan's protagonist, David Lugan, gets shot in the stomach. There is a caution in the book, Very Bad Men. Parking lots are dangerous places.
If someone comes knocking on your door and he seems a little off, if he's ill-groomed and shabbily dressed, you can refuse to let him in. If he hangs around, you can call the police. But if you see the same guy in a parking lot, you're out of luck. There's nothing to be done.
And this problem, David Lugan has only a Boy Scout knife for a weapon. In the parking lot, he has indeed brought a knife to a gunfight.
David is a magazine editor, and he's not used to going around carrying guns, basically. He actually has to borrow a gun from a friend in the book. He doesn't own a gun. He's not a cop. He's not a detective. He's not expecting to find himself in trouble.
The editor, David Lugan, works in an old-fashioned kind of private eyes office, a door with frosted glass, a bottle of scotch in the bottom drawer. He's the editor of a mystery magazine. A knock on the door often means trouble, and he'll soon be off along very complex plot lines. They come together when the writer Harry Dolan wants them to. Out on the street, close by that fictional office, Adrian Barry, saxophone player, former union organizer, answers my woman on a bench question. Does Ann Arbor need to have its own crime series?
Yeah, I think it does. I think there's a lot of interesting people here and a lot of interesting history and a lot of great inspiration that a lot of people use in writing or in music or in art. There's something really fun and exciting about just kind of peeking into like different secret pockets of people's lives that exist within the same place that you're in.
The crime writer Harry Dolan has two books out so far, continues to peek into secret pockets. His third Ann Arbor book is due next summer. It's called The Girl in the Rain. Noah Adams, NPR News.
And you can peek into those secret pockets yourself. Look for photos and excerpts from Harry Dolan's books at NPR.org. Eric Westervelt took us to Norway. Renee Montaigne took us to Honolulu. It's been our series, Crime in the City. And you can meet the fictional detectives we've featured at our website, NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.